truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. This is a good news story, the addition of another brand to the Australian truck manufacturing portfolio. DAF trucks are now being assembled by PACCAR Australia's manufacturing workforce in Melbourne. For the uninitiated, the DAF trucks assembled here join products from Kenworth, Iveco, Mack and Volvo as now being locally manufactured products. And now comes confirmation that the PACCAR manufacturing facility in Victoria is in line for a substantial expansion too. The historic first Australian-manufactured DAF truck was a 510-horsepower CF85 prime mover that was delivered to Carl Transport. A recall of more than 14,000 Fuso Canter trucks sold in Australia has been initiated after a possible airbag issue was identified. The recall, being overseen by the ACCC, involves Fuso Canters sold in Australia between the 1st of March 2011 and the 30th of November 2017. The recall notice advises that the wiring harness of the SRS electronic control unit could become severed if the vehicle is in a severe collision, and in worst case scenarios, this may prevent the airbag from deploying, posing a greater risk of injury to the vehicle occupant in an accident. Affected owners will be contacted directly and are requested to contact an authorised Fuso dealership for an inspection and repair of the vehicle. You can look up your VIN number on the Heavy Vehicles website to see if your Fuso Canter is involved. If you're putting in an order for a new Scania V8 truck, never fear, you're unlikely to face any real delays in delivery. An industrial dispute at a key component manufacturer in Sweden recently brought Scania V8 engine production to a halt. That situation has now been resolved and the engines are rolling again down the production line. A statement released by Scania says the manufacturer has now begun the challenging process of reducing its backlog of truck, industrial and marine engine orders. Alexander Vlaskamp is the head of Scania Trucks. He says it's probably been the worst disruption that's hit the company in many decades when it comes to supply disturbances. And he says he'd really like to thank customers for their great patience and understanding that's been shown during this dire situation. A senior executive at Cummins has said we're still a long way off electric-powered line haul trucks. Cummins, as we know, is synonymous with diesel engines, but the business has made big investments in recent times in electric powertrains. The powertrain business wants to be the leading provider of electrified power in commercial markets, but does that mean Cummins sees the potential of running heavy-duty trucks over long distances on electric power? Well, no, they don't, says Julie Ferber, Executive Director of the Electrified Power Business segment at Cummins.
Technology itself today for fully electric trucks is really somewhat prohibitive for line haul. The weight of batteries, the cost of batteries, just do not make it an economic or effective solution for line haul trucking today, as well as the need for charging infrastructure. For the next several years, diesel will be very hard to beat in that market.
Freightliner Cascadia is proving a sales star in North America, and there's hopes it will do just as well in Australia. Under testing now on local roads, the Cascadia is coming our way in 2020 and will replace the Argosy in the local Freightliner trucks range. Now the big selling model is celebrating a major milestone, with the 50,000th Freightliner Cascadia being handed over to a customer in the US, the milestone coming less than 18 months after the new generation truck went into production. Daimler Trucks North America tell us driving the strong demand for the Cascadia, aside from the record truck sales in North America, are the vehicle's fuel-efficient Detroit powertrain and the standard safety systems. And we'll be continuing to keep you updated as information on the Freightliner Cascadia in Australia comes to hand. Owners of more than 600 Western Star trucks in service around Australia are being contacted over a possible electrical system fault, the subject of an official recall being overseen by the ACCC. In total, 633 Western Stars are involved. The models affected are the 4700, 4800, 4900, 5800 and 6900, and all of the affected trucks were sold in Australia between March 2007 and November 2017. The recall notice advising that on the vehicles, after several hard brake applications, the brake light pressure switch may not activate the brake lights with the light application of the brake pedal. More details available on the Heavy Vehicles website and from Western Star dealers. UD Trucks could be about to bring a new medium-duty truck to Australia. Speaking at a media conference tied to the opening of the new Volvo Group Australia headquarters in Brisbane, Mark Strambi, the Vice President of Sales at UD Trucks, hinted at the new offering.
Medium-duty is firmly part of our future. We have a new product that we will launch. We're not ready yet, and we will talk about that when it's ready.
A Monash University study has proven what we might have already known. driving a truck is not necessarily great for your health. The study was undertaken in partnership with Linfox and the Transport Workers Union. It looked at more than 120,000 insurance claims over a 12-year period and found truck drivers made more injury-related claims than bus drivers, delivery drivers, car drivers, train drivers, and other male-dominated occupations. It was also found that truck drivers have a 13 times higher risk of dying at work than other Australians. Musculoskeletal injury was the most common injury, accounting for about 60% of all workplace injury claims.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
If you run a transport business or any business that relates to road transport, we'd love you to be part of the Heavy Vehicles Business Directory. For just $22 per month, including GST, you can list your business on our content-rich website. This will help boost your website on Google and the other search engines. The Heavy Vehicles Business Directory also gives you the chance to put your brand and contact details right in front of thousands of visitors to the Heavy Vehicles website. This is a great opportunity that will cost you just $5 per week. To get involved, just visit the Business Directory page at heavyvehicles.com.au.